Welcome to the DeCoste Family Podcast, Episode 4. Today with us we have Mark DeCoste, my brother, and he will lead today's podcast.
Yo!
In this section, we call it Everything About Tile. Here's Mark.
Hi there. For all you people trying to do tile, I guess, let's give you the basics. You need tile. You need a wall or a floor or a fireplace to put it on. Once you got that figured out, then you use glue or thin set to apply it to have it stick to the wall so that it's the same surface if it's on the floor as everything else. We put this colored concrete, it's called grout, in between the cracks.
So Mark, it sounds pretty simple. Do you suggest people try it on their own?
I sure do. I mean, you ought to give it a try. But if you really want precise and good-looking jobs done, it's very hard to do without a lot of time invested. So be ready to spend a lot of time to make it look nice, or else it'll look like a hack job, as Wallace would say, a buddy who works with me in tile.
How often do you have to use Schluter?
Schluter. I just like saying that word. It's really a finished trim metal piece. Usually bright, shiny metal makes it look finished. You use it pretty regularly on fireplaces and where the tile and carpet mix or come together. But it's all to taste, really. But I just like saying that. Schluter! Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm always worried. I don't have any of the tools to make cuts. What do we need to do that?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. There's a product from Felker. Actually, it was made by a company in Italy, named Ruby. And Ruby makes these things called, we call them breaker boards or tile cutters. You score tile on the front with it, and then you bring this breaker bar down, and it snaps it in half by using, it sounds complicated, but there's like a fulcrum. That's the complicated word of the day, fulcrum. Let's talk about fulcrums in the next segment, but at any rate, it breaks the tile in half, and it's a good cutter board. That's the primary cutter board that we use to make tiles,
So do you use wet saws anymore?
Still use wet saws. They're heavier, and they're not always needed, except for complicated cuts. We call them L-cuts or U-cuts, usually, and for an L-cut, if you can picture tile in the shape of an L, you can't make that with a breaker board or a tile cutter board. You'd have to use a wet saw. So yes, but they are much more expensive and much more heavy and get water everywhere. Not a lot of fun.
No. And when I cut, I use a U-cut.
You cut? You use me to cut?
Me to cut. Yes. Well, I don't do my own tile.
It's all good.
I like to call in the professionals. If I wanted to call somebody, who would I call, Mark?
Well, you could call me, I guess. I only work on weekends, so I work too much during the work week. Or any look up tile contractors in your phone book. But Pikes Peak Tile Works is a good company here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that makes probably about 30% of all new homes, be it Classic, Richmond, John Lang, many national home builders are here in Colorado Springs, and we deal with pretty much all of them. So we do a lot of tile, and it's all good. It's fun.
Well, this has been a fun time about learning about tile. Wanted to say thank you for being on our program today. And we will catch up with everybody next time in a piece we'll focus on fulcrums.
Sounds good, bro.
All right. Well, another one in the can.